That is much unusual. We'll get back to that because Paul Wade's been good enough to join us on the morning of the passing of the great Diego Maradona, former captain, of course, of the Socceroos, played against the man himself, and I'm sure had an impact on his career through the journey. Paul, good morning.
And a very good morning to you too.
Great to have you on board with us on the Breakfast Club. Former Socceroos skipper. We don't get many of those around here, so we'll absolutely cherish any chance to chat to you. But it is on a sad day for the game, and I'm sure for a lot of players out there, Paul, like you, they've got a chance to play against him and be a part of his world, Diego Maradona. What impact did he have on your career?
Wow, just standing there in the Sydney Football Stadium tunnel next to him, I'm thinking, geez, you're not very big at all. you look really strong to me. That's amazing. But when I actually played against him, he only used his left foot. He didn't give me a touch of the ball. Miserable so-and-so. And, it was just amazing. Some of the things he did, I went, wow. And that's not the best Diego Maradona. That was in 86, arguably the best, when he won the World Cup on his own. But, you know, no matter where we went, there were 10 deep people around him just wanted an autograph, wanted to be near him, I don't know what he said or what he thought, but wow, I'm thinking we would never know what it's like to live his life.
Yeah, well, and we were talking about that this morning. It was a colourful life. It would have been one of full of adoration from the entire public because of the way he played and the impact he had on particularly the South American market of football, then the world. Growing up, was he? I know you played against him, but and what did you know of him in your teenage years?
Well, I first laid eyes on him when he won the 86 World Cup. Well, yeah, not laid eyes on him, but took real notice of him. It's like, how did he do that? And look, we're encouraging kids to kick with both feet. Huh, he didn't, and he's the best ever in the world. But, if you look at some of the vision of him as a kid, you're thinking, wow, he had it way before everybody else. Juggling was just a little bit of fun. I'm sure he could have had a conversation looking the other way and still juggling that ball. Just that ability to know, he just felt it on it. It was part of his body almost.
Paul, we were talking earlier this morning about that game that he played against the Socceroos at the Sydney, I think it was the Sydney Football Stadium, correct me if I'm wrong, and that whole sort of the superstar factor of him and the movie star factor almost of him that he came to town and it was such a big moment for Australian sport. Now, I know you're kind of part of that. Can you just take us through that time?
Wow, what a party that was. You know, you always had stories about football close to births and deaths in the newspaper. You know what I mean? But it led every news item, every newspaper, and sometimes it hit the front pages, never mind the back. It was one heck of a party. And we didn't mind him being here because for us back in the day, it was, wow, any promotion is good promotion. Watching him train on one of the TV interviews with his boots undone. And we're thinking, hang on a minute, we'd be tripping all over the place. But it didn't worry him at all. Bouncing the ball on his shoulder before a World Cup game. He's popping the ball up off his shoulder. I struggle to keep the ball off the ground on my feet. And he's there using his shoulder. Unbelievable.
And the godlike status that he had with football fans, particularly Argentinian soccer fans, and I imagine, as you said before, don't know what it was like to live his life, but playing with that pressure, Paul, is that the sign of what truly is a great athlete? Because not many could be able to deal with that pressure, I wouldn't think.
I think that's the difference with all footballers. We've all got great skills. We can all juggle the ball 1,000 times. We can all pass it 60 yards. But it's dealing with that pressure of expectation. I think that's the difference. And get whatever it is to the normal player in the English Premier League, time it by 1,000, and you might come close to the pressure of expectation that he was under. When we went to Buenos Aires for the second game, because we drew 1-1 here and we lost 1-0 over there, we got beat. We scored an own goal for them. Alec came off the top of Alex Tobin's foot and over the goalkeeper into the back of the net. But I'll never forget, we went to a TV station And me and Raul Blanco, who's Argentinian, but the assistant coach, we're sitting there, we're being interviewed. It was late that night, and Maradona rings up. And everyone's going, what? Seriously? And, yeah, he rang up, and they put him to air, and he said, congratulations on your performance. It was amazing. You nearly knocked us out of the World Cup. He goes, your tears of joy today will be tears of... your tears of sorrow today will be tears of joy sometime soon. Now, that's a long time between 1993 and 2005, but wow, just to have Maradona unannounced ring up and say that, people are going, that's incredible. So it just shows you how much respect we had from some of the best players in the world. It was an amazing time.
And that night, just came back to the SFS for a little bit. That night when you played Argentina and he came out here and you marked him and you followed him around all night, as you said before. Is it true that you were disappointed at the end of the game that his jersey had been promised to Robbie Slater, but you weren't copying that, so you hung around the dressing room and got something else?
Yeah, absolutely. Mate, I just followed him around for an hour and a half. I wished him a happy birthday in the tunnel before we went out there. I was really nice to him. I wanted that shirt. So I stood there outside their dressing room for ages. I am not late. All the boys are in there. We're celebrating because we drew 1-0 with one of the best teams in the world. They were supposed to win the World Cup. I'm standing outside going, nah, I don't care. I want that shirt. And eventually someone brought it out and I went, yes. I tried to rip it off his back for an hour and a half and I got it by some guy coming out of their dressing room.
So where is it? Magnificent.
It's in a container somewhere. My mum's got... I know, right? I use another one. I do speaking gigs all over the country, and I use a shirt that I did pick up in a game in the year before we played Maradona. But if I lose that, you can imagine, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You'd be in real trouble.
Indeed.
So going through, Paul, just to sort of add a bit of perspective on how good he was, you're much more qualified to talk about this than us. Yeah, how good is he? I mean, is he the number one? Is he the number inside the top five? It's always hard to rank them. How good was he? And how much of it is just the superstar factor about his entire package, not just what he did on the football field, that makes him so famous, I guess?
Yeah, everybody will argue about that. I mean, the media coverage about Lionel Messi, everybody's saying that he's the greatest player ever to play the game. Is it Maradona? Where the coverage wasn't quite, but still better than Pelé. So was he the best? And if you think about, some people are comparing them. Well, Maradona almost won the World Cup on his own in 1986. Pelé won World Cup after World Cup. Lionel Messi hasn't done it. So maybe that might be. I don't agree, but people are saying, how do we separate them? But when it comes to Maradona, I don't know. He didn't have to look at the ball. And most players at the highest level don't nowadays. But he had something very special. He could be looking the other way and still juggling the ball on his left foot. It was just, wow. You just dream of getting anywhere near a skill level like that. But the vision as well. We got kids who can juggle the ball 1,000 times, but can they pass it in the right place at the right time? And that was a bit special.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great insight. That's a great insight. And on the pitch, did he talk much? Was he someone that was like a good communicative teammate, or was it sort of like, nah, just leave it to me, I'll get the job done, boys? What was it like there from that perspective?
Yeah, look, he wasn't an island. He didn't just play on his own. He played a lot of passes for other people to score goals, but didn't speak a word of English. In fact, probably said very few words in Argentinian, because they play in front of crowds of 80,000 people every week, and the noise is incredible. They can't shout, hey, Johnny, look out, there's a guy behind you. And it's not going to work. So it's all eye contact. It's all body language. It's all what they've practiced the training for the week beforehand. And then you just give him the license to pick any pass, any time. But didn't speak a word of English, but why would you when you can see somebody?
Yeah, and one of the, and you mentioned before his diminutive state, figure. He's 5'5". He's only a very small man. In the era of defenders who were basically axe murderers, his ability to impact the score sheet time and time again, particularly in big games we talked about, was quite phenomenal. So his ability to use his body must have been out of this world, Paul.
Yeah, strong as. I had more chance of pushing brick walls over at times. It was just amazing. That's why he's so good, apart from the fact that he had something extraordinary, was that he was so strong he couldn't give it up anyway. You couldn't knock him over, his low sense of gravity. It was just amazing to see the sorts of things that he does.
Yeah, a phenomenal talent, no doubt. Diego Maradona, who passed away overnight at the age of 60 through a heart attack. Now, how is Paul Wade life skills going, just by the way?
You know what? I'm using all those football stories and relating them to kids who are either in juvenile justice centres, or kids who are just about to go into the workforce, or year sixes who are about to go into high school. I use all those football stories to just paint a bit of a picture for all these people as to what life might be on the outside. Because sport reflects life. Doesn't matter what sport it is. But I'm very lucky to have a very special... And the great thing is... Well, it's not great. I take that back. I had part of my brain removed because I had epilepsy, and he had a blood clot on his brain. It's a sad day. You're quite right. And very, very fond memories. You could fill 4 or 5 hours of television on pure highlights.
Yeah, no doubt about that. No doubt. You're doing great things for the community out there, Paul. It's a great pleasure to have you on our program any day of the week. We appreciate your insight into Maradona, and we'll check out more info on you at paulwade.com.au.
Good on you, boys. Thanks, mate. See ya.